Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, you deserve the honor. You deserve the glory and the praise, Father. We just thank you so much for your intercession on behalf of us. So, Lord, you have invited us to come to you with all of our concerns and our weights. Lord, we're bringing our burdens to you. We're bringing our concerns for loved ones to you, Lord, because we know there is no other place to turn. Thank you so much for this privilege we have to come to you in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your invitation to us. You drew us, Lord. It wasn't even our decision not only to come to you initially, but Lord, to even come here to this retreat. Thank you for what you've done on behalf of every one of us to be a part of this experience. Bless every hand that was raised, Lord, and that specific request that was on the heart of the individual as they raised their hand. Thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord, for answering that prayer. Thank you for your love and your watch care. Thank you for Sister Gothard and her team, the leadership. We thank you for the praise team and the way they lifted our hearts throughout this retreat. We thank you for the musicians, Lord. We just praise you for all the participants. We're asking a special blessing on Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown will be bringing our message, Lord. And we thank you for every speaker we've heard during this retreat, Lord. Don't let their ministry end. Continue to bless them and empower them as they have come and empowered us. Lord, we're praying specifically for certain individuals. Yvonne Collins, Lord, we're praying for her. And others, Lord, that are bereaved. We've missed her presence here, and we know she would have been here. So, Lord, bless her and her family. Lord, we're praying for Pastor Gabriel, who has had surgery, and we ask your anointing, your healing touch, Lord, on his body. Lord, there are others that have gone through surgery or that are anticipating surgery. So we ask your healing for them. Lord, there are names that we've heard during our early morning prayer service, individuals that are on hospice, Lord. We ask you to touch, bless them, and bless their family members, their loved ones that are attending them. Lord, we want to remember all the requests. Just remember that small group of ladies that attended the early morning prayer session that was being led by Sister Rita and Sister Rosemary. Thank you, Lord, for them. Bless them and all of their efforts. Lord, we just bring our concerns, our burdens, we're laying them at your feet as you have asked us. Take it, Lord. Shake those requests, mold them, and make us what we need to be as well. And just change us so we're ready when we leave this place, Lord, that we will go home rejoicing and that we'll be able to witness to our church family, those that stayed home, Lord, that they will want to be a part of this next retreat that's planned. And Lord, I'm remembering Sister Frida Cadet and Sister Rosita Gabriel and all the first ladies of the churches. Lord, bless them. We know the burdens they carry in ministering to their husbands and their families and then the church as well. So bless them all. Thank you for them. Thank you for those that are able to be here today. And Lord, we just want to just close with all the praise and honor that we can give to you. And thanking you for forgiving our sins, Lord, and for what you did on the cross. You looked at that cross and you still faced it because of the joy that you would receive as a result of our salvation. So thank you. We praise you and give you glory again Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.